NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yo.
Clearly somebody's on drugs. We're going to start. And it is definitely Wax.
It's your boy.
Yeah.
What up?
The helpful, helpful Wax. And yeah, I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how we do. We're going to give y'all some good advice. Good advice. What you been going on? What's been going on with you?
I was just chilling out, man. Just trying the first day. I got back in the gym. My first day in like 8 months, man.
I can tell. Good, you got a little gut.
Yeah, no, it goes definitely.
Oh, that's your sweater?
Yeah, nah. My stomach still feels like a rock. You know what I'm saying? Just like I was telling my boy just now, it was like, you know, I'm still doing 225.
You were telling your boy your stomach is a rock?
No, my stomach
that's
is a rock.
Sexual.
I'm doing like 225, still 100 reps. You know what I'm saying? I still got my pull-ups, 200 pull-ups. You know what I'm saying? I'm still early. So, yeah, I'm excited. I just now got back into it. It's like having a little new little baby or some type of shit.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody told him how to, again, maneuver, but it's okay.
I know. I'm like, he just walked in the middle of the cameras.
yeah. Nobody told him to do it.
We're just shooting the show.
we on now, baby. We on now.
Okay. So,
Yeah. So it's like having a new car or something. I feel like, you know, I'm doing something to actually grow myself, my body, my mental and everything. And people don't even realize when you actually work out, it's actually more of a therapy thing too. So.
So you're kind of like a bird because you waited until like a month before summer to try to get right again.
Where I'm at, it's been summer a couple months already.
No, it's not because I live in Atlanta and it's definitely been cold.
I've been on my boat for, you know what I'm saying,
you
for at least
get on
a
your
month.
Boat in 60, 50 degree weather.
Yeah, it's a little hot out there. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe you live in a different
up.
World.
I'm about to get it back up and I feel excited. But like, you know, where's my mental at to where I... You know, it took off 8 months, but I was doing a whole lot. So, you know.
8 months without going to the gym?
8 months without going to the gym. Mm, wow.
Would you date a girl that didn't go to the gym in 8 months?
If she could still look like the way I do after 8 months, yes, I will. But
if she could look like you?
I mean, not
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying? But if she could still, you know,
her.
If she could still keep her abs going and she could still stay tight, yes, I would do that. But I would definitely, you know, encourage her because, like I said earlier, it's like a mental thing also. It's not just... You know, getting your body right is getting everything right. One thing is aligned, everything else follows.
Okay. So we're going to give some advice.
Yes.
And with that being said, how can they reach out to us to get that advice?
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holla at us, Yeru.
I thought we was going to do the voice one.
I'm going
to
do a second. Okay.
No, it's fine.
Wow, it got.
Look at this. Twerk is fucking up the episode because last time y'all had a good episode. Now he want to mess up mine.
So I ain't got time for that shit. That motherfucker's on the mic. You know, that look good.
And then he's putting stuff in mad different places. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead. Do the damn thing. That's a good producer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Twerk, why the hell are you talking to me in one text thread and then you put it in another text thread?
I know.
You just want to confuse me? Ready?
Yep.
How did they reach out to us?
At Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holla at us, Yeru.
Okay. Peace. Finally, he gets something right.
Only sign.
If you need some advice, all you got to do is hit us up there and we'll give you the good advice, the hood advice, okay. Right? Hello. My girlfriend, Brittany, is a huge fan. Peace. FYI, this is a woman as well.
Okay.
She's pretty too. She's a big fan of the show and listens in on every set. Literally always hangs up on me to listen to y'all. Right. That's fire. Hey, Brittany.
That.
Her birthday is May 4th. Do y'all think y'all could shout her out? It would really mean a lot. It would get me out of the doghouse. And she says I'm not creative enough. And I think this would mean the world to her. That is so sweet.
What you doing being in the doghouse?
Vesper. That's her name, Vesper.
Vesper and Nikki. Happy birthday,
Nikki. No,
Nikki.
See, you gotta get her in trouble. It's Brittany.
Brittany, happy birthday, Brittany. We love you.
She don't know no Nikki's. Okay, she don't know no Nikki's. But Brittany,
she don't know Nikki. That's probably why she in the doghouse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why, and you, probably because of Nikki.
And here come
your goofy ass.
You know what I'm saying? And listen, you're probably mad because she used the same dildo or Nikki
too. Okay, all right.
Happy birthday.
What makes you what? That's the only way.
I'm just saying, it's the only way that girls would be get in trouble when they lesbians and when they use somebody to dildo twice. The only reason why we get in trouble because we use our dick.
How the hell do you know what is going to make a lesbian mad? Like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, it makes sense. If you use the meat, that's what get us in trouble. Our meat always gets us in trouble. So it got to be her meat that's getting her in trouble.
What is wrong with you? Well, happy birthday, Brittany. I hope that you let Vesper out of the doghouse.
Please.
And I hope that's how you say your name, because if it's not...
Vespucia.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. Right.
Vesper. Okay, this was a creative way to get out of the doghouse. How do you get out of the doghouse when you've done some bullshit, which I know is all the time?
Yes, I try to just, you know, start giving a bunch of flowers all the time.
I hate niggas.
So listen, we just got to throw the flowers out there. That's our first thing. If we get away with the flowers, we good. We can skip the bag. We can skip the trip. We can skip to have to get you pregnant. Pregnant is the last thing we got to do.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? That means we already got somebody else pregnant, so we got to get you pregnant next.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But if you do the flowers... We, like, forgot to take the garbage out. I mean, we ain't show up in time when your car was flat. You know what I'm saying? You might have found a text message that's flowers. But if you get caught stealing or your pride is about to be fucked
what
up.
What do you mean stealing?
Yeah, you know.
Stealing from the girl?
Nah.
Wax. Hold on.
No, niggas out here be stealing, man.
You stole from a bitch before?
Not me. I don't need to steal from a girl.
Maybe then.
I wouldn't steal. You know what I'm saying?
You're not calling it stealing, but you took something. What did you take?
Her heart.
Oh, God. And her weed. No, you for sure took a bitch weed.
Somebody took my weed before, for sure.
You definitely took a bitch weed before. Like, there's no way that I don't believe you have.
You know what's crazy? Women don't understand. It's like, you want to go on that trip? And smoking my weed is the exact same thing, because when you smoke, you go to a different place. You know what I'm saying? So fuck all that. You smoke my weed, you got to give some pussy up.
So wait, a girl left with your weed? So
she smoked my weed before. It's like if you leave that the weed there, it's automatically feel like weed is like a free-for-all type of shit.
I hate that.
Weed ain't no free-for-all type of shit, family.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that shit.
That's not.
People do that shit with me, too.
They just see weed. Like, soon they walk in, they already know I got to hit that shit.
They think it's like the candy bowl that you put out. Like, nigga, no. That's my weed.
I know. I got 13 more pulls of that shit, and now I got 9 because of you.
That, and I hate that people know that I smoke, so they're always just like, well, I do this to you. I do this to you.
Yeah.
But that's because everybody does it to me. But they'll be like, yo, you got a little bit of weed. Like, let me get some weed. And I'm like, what the fuck? I look like the supplier.
I'm happy that you called yourself out, because that's exactly how you treat me.
No, because you have a Who's Wax weed.
Yes.
So I come here expecting a fucking Who's Wax weed.
But I flew
and then when
today,
I get here,
no
you're
bag.
Asking me for shit.
Because I had no bag, and I just flew in town. I'm flying right back.
You got pockets, though, nigga.
I ain't trying to get locked up with these pockets either.
Oh, my God. There's no way you're going to get locked up for no couple of Who's Wax. If that's the case, I should have been in jail a long time ago.
You're right.
FYI, did I tell you what happened in Mexico?
No.
Nigga, they got me. No, but they didn't get me.
Praise the Lord.
Yo, I don't know how the fuck, besides God, because God is the only thing that got me out of this. Let me tell you something. I was walking through the door. I was already out.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, you know, the niggas that be standing there picking random people.
Yeah,
I'm like, of course, today of all days, they gonna pick me. You know, I go to Mexico
how you look the
all
way you
the
look
time.
Right now?
Did I look like this? Yeah.
Okay.
I look,
they grab your ass.
But I always go, you know what I mean? Always, it's the same thing.
I get grabbed too.
So this is my first time ever.
Please.
So they pull me to the side. I'm like, of all fucking times, I put the fucking weed in my suitcase. Never do I do that. Never do I do that.
Yes.
And this one particular time, I chose to do it. So the nigga, he found the wraps. Once he find the wraps, it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Because he know that there's something else in here for the wraps, right?
Peace.
So first he made me open the wrap up. Open it up, it's nothing. Cool. He like digging. So then he finally finds it. But it's not, you know, because I get my shit.
Yeah, peace.
Little amount, but he didn't even open it all the way. He was like, marijuana? And I'm like, I'm going to Mexican jail. And then I'm by myself at that. I'm like, they're going to kill me.
Mario, period. You I don't know. Talk about your period.
I'm Brittany Griner. Like, I didn't know. What, I was mad shook. And then he was just like this. He looked around. He was like, go.
Praise
I was
Lord.
Like, what? Nigga ain't asked me for no money. You know how many people get shut down
all
right
day
there?
Long. All day. And you got to do it.
You got to do it. And they're going to take all the money you got on you. That's cool. 9 times out of 10.
That's cool. And I give it all to you.
You know you would. That's the crazy. And they know
nigga
you would.
With no motherfucking
you can
problem.
Take any. I got some pennies in this motherfucker.
But you know you
soup?
Can always get away with that because you say that's my prescription. I got bad cramps in my period.
Nigga, not in Mexico. He didn't even speak English.
He don't want to just like blood.
No.
He
all he knew
that?
How to say was marijuana.
Blood and marijuana, believe me. His wife got to bleed, too.
Anyway, enough of those flowers. So back to the we bounced all around, of course, as always. But flowers, then you said bag trip,
and
what's
pregnancy.
The trip? What did you do for a trip?
What I did for a trip, you caught me looking at one of your friends on Instagram.
What?
Yeah, that's
you've kinda done that?
No, I don't do that. But that's why I had to take nobody on a trip. You know what I'm saying? I had to
buy that's not true.
Whatever.
That's not true.
I can't tell you nothing.
I didn't say when. I didn't say where. I could have been lying.
Hopefully,
you told on yourself.
I don't know nothing. But, the pregnancy thing is just, you know, that just collab back at each other. That's, you just got somebody pregnant. So he just want to get you pregnant out the blue. Somebody else are already pregnant. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But see, that does make sense. Because there's
a lot
of guys.
And he likes your father. That's the only reason why he got you pregnant.
He likes your father?
Yeah, like he think your father cool. So he's like, fuck it. I got another guy to help me take this out. Or you got another son, or you got like an uncle or something that's all the way around in your life. Then he'll mind getting you pregnant.
Okay, so I do believe that a guy getting another woman pregnant, you know what I'm trying to say, the same shit you just
said. It evens
said.
Out.
The reason why I believe that y'all do that, mm-hmm. because I'm saying I know a lot of guys that have kids the same age.
Perfect.
And it's kind of like they trapped the girl that they really was dealing with after they found out that the side bitch got pregnant. So you're trapping her into staying with you because you know that if y'all have a child together, there's no way she can leave, period. Like, maybe leave you, but you're still going to be in her life forever.
It's very selfish.
Which is selfish as fuck.
Very selfish.
But I see it happen all the time. That, what do they call those? Something twins. What do you call it when it's two different mothers?
Brother and sister.
No, they call it something twins. What is it? I'm about to ask Gigi because her and her
it
sister.
It ain't Siamese.
No, it's not Siamese, nigga. Russian or some shit like that. It's like Russian twins. Irish.
Irish twins is
that it?
Irish twins are when you and your sibling look exactly alike, but you're not twins at all. Like me and my sister are Irish twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 14 months apart. We look exactly alike.
You know, I can't. I'm not going to let this go.
I got 12 twins.
This guy is crazy. What do you mean you got 12 twins?
Everybody look alike.
Oh, in your family?
Yeah.
Yikes. You got sisters.
Lord have mercy, right?
I'm just asking. Damn, yo, why can't I really? All right, I'm really about to call her because this is going to bother me.
Lord.
Wrong number.
Who we calling?
Gigi, because I need to find Gigi. Out what the fuck that is because it's going to bother me because she always calls herself that. What the fuck? Okay, you know what? Forget
What's
it.
What's going on, GJ?
Her phone's off. I don't know why. That's not good.
Yeah, she's probably running.
Okay, so anyway, let's move on. So a baby for a baby.
Baby for a baby. Evens out.
Make it worse, basically.
I mean, I think that you just, I mean, it's a very selfish, crazy selfish thing that men do if you do that. I mean, it's only right to really save. I think you should only do that if you're married to this woman already. But if that's just your girlfriend or you're just engaged, you can still get the fuck out of there. But like, if this is your wife and she gonna take half because of all that dumb shit you just not did, you might, you gotta jump in this shit too.
What if like you're with somebody for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And she gets pregnant and you find out the baby's not yours.
And y'all been together for a long
time. Y'all
hurt.
Been together for a long time.
That gonna hurt. Women gotta understand, like we can't take y'all fucking pain. So certain things that y'all do, we could go get another girl pregnant. Y'all have a period every single month. So y'all could take certain pains that we can't take.
Yeah, nobody can't take that pain.
And it's not cool.
And then you're going to do it pregnant? You got to be pregnant when you find out?
It's not cool. But if y'all go get somebody, y'all go get pregnant by somebody else and we had to take care of the baby, it's a little different. It's hurtful.
It's the same thing for
it's
us.
It's not the same hurt, though.
We yes, can't it is. You got to take care. You yourself are taking care of the child because that child is going to be there and your stupid ass is going to be doing whatever the fuck.
Mommy's so babies, daddy's maybe. It's always the woman's baby. So she always good to take care. I'm taking care of somebody else's kid. That hurt more.
You so is the woman. If you had another baby on the side, where would that kid be coming? To your house, right? So now she got to take care of your cheating ass baby. And it's fucked up.
She got a nurturing thing with her. Like when y'all know how y'all, ain't got to be a kid. A kid be ugly as hell. Y'all be like, oh, it's so cute. And I'd be like, women must got some thing with
but
them.
But you can hide the fact that that's not her, that's your child, though. You know that, right? How? If the fucking child came out of another woman. I'm saying that nobody has to know that that's not your baby. So you could just move on and forgive her. But on the flip side, she can't make a baby go away or say that it's hers because it didn't come out of her.
I understand that. But she over here let somebody else put their meat in her pussy, which is disgusting.
Some people
first
make
all.
Mistakes, right?
Can't mistake that shit.
You can't make a mistake in a relationship?
Not fucking. That's a decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the case. They talking about crack is so good. I need to fucking slip up and smoke crack.
What if it was one time and y'all been together 10 years?
I'm never going to smoke crack in 10 years. I've been around crackheads and been around coke and crack.
I'm not talking
years.
About that. What the fuck are you talking about crack for when we're talking about cheating? Why do you do that?
Because people talking about it's all slipping up. There's so many other things out there that feel so good, too.
I've never heard nobody say they made a mistake and smoked crack. I've definitely heard somebody say they made a mistake and, you know, maybe they were tipsy. They were tipsy and they had sex with somebody else.
They must ain't been at the right parties. If they been at the right parties, you made a mistake and smoked crack. Somebody put that bunk in your motherfucking blunt. Sorry.
I don't want to go to no party where I can make a mistake and smoke crack. How about that?
Praise the Lord. Crazy.
Where the fuck are you hanging out at?
I ain't say I did it. Do I look like I smoke crack?
Yes.
All right, well, sorry.
Sometimes.
Sorry.
Sometimes. Well, I think that the birthday shout out was good enough for the doghouse. Let's just put that in the air. And so we're going to help somebody else out. Hopefully we helped her out because you talked about doing all kind of shit. And I'm sure she didn't do nothing that bad. Vesper did not do nothing halfway near as bad as the
exactly.
shit you just said.
And Vesper, get the other dildo.
Oh my God.
And get the bigger one. Get the other one to motherfucking kill the other bitch. You know what I mean? Threw her ass dirty. Get the regular one for your girl.
Wax, why do you know so much about dildos?
The girls play with their stuff in front of me.
Okay.
Ready, guys?
Yeah. Hello. How did they reach out to us?
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast. You.
And like now, because of this person, I'm going to start advising. Y'all can also leave us voice notes in the DM. So if y'all want to do it that way, that works too. Or we could just read it. But Wax is not going to read it. So obviously me.
Audio Bible. Give some vibe.
Yup. What's going on, Bully and the Beast? What's going on, Wax and L'Oreal? How y'all doing? How everybody doing? Wax, I met you, you know what I'm saying, twice. I follow you on Instagram. This is Khalil Facing, bro. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
A little scary, Khalil.
Yeah, the nigga who got stabbed in the neck. But look.
Because he was following people.
I had something to talk about. New story, new thing. But it kind of, you know, it hits back from last week's conversation with you guys that you had with that girl who, you know, found somebody at work. So, I'm about to tell y'all in the next message. This shit about to cut me off.
That's mad funny.
Okay, so I'm going to keep it, you know what I'm saying, real short and concise. All right, so what I do is I'm a communications major.
Oh, I can tell.
So right now I'm working in sales, you know, and it's dope. I just started working here, you know what I'm saying? It's a dope gig, dope-ass gig. And like everybody that I work with is young type shit. They're around my age. I'm 26. Okay, so
this is about to cut off for sure.
Girl, that you know, this woman that's supposed to be training me.
Mm-hmm.
She is so fucking bad, and she cool as fuck though.
Okay.
And she really fucking with me though. She's bad as hell. Like, she's Colombian. She's from Colombiano.
Yeah, this nigga.
So, has some cocalinas.
Cocalinas.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm playing it cool because I know how to just, you know what I'm saying, sit back and play my position. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I look at other niggas.
I knew that shit was gonna cut off.
If he gotta shut up.
Sit back and play my position and see other niggas try to strike at her and they fail. Niggas is three strikes. The niggas is out. The niggas is done.
Mm-hmm.
So I see how
she curving niggas.
You know,
come on.
She's real humble. Like, she's real nice, cool. You know, I'm a nice dude. I'm cool. For real. I'm not a fuck boy. I'm not on none of that fuck shit. For real.
That mean your meat don't work.
I really like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with her. She cool. But we do work together and all that. And like, when we was riding back on the train home.
They ride together on the train?
She would ask me what I do in my free time. I was like, man, I don't got nothing to do. I just move here. She just moved here too. Mind you, that we in New York. And she was just like, yo, would you mind going, you know? She was like, would you mind going to go get something to eat sometime?
Oh, she trying to kick it to you.
So I feel like I'm in there right now.
Duh.
He got more.
But I've seen her talk to other
niggas. Oh, he got a different voice.
I know her, you know, mannerisms and the way she talks and the way she reacts to certain things. So I'm already just peeping game. I always peep game, no matter who the shorty is. I'm always watching, you know what I'm saying? And I believe in, you know what I'm saying, less is more type shit. So I say what I say. I talk to her. She fuck with
duh.
Me. You know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah, we can go out next weekend. You know what I'm saying? We can go, you know, we can go get something to eat. But I know that she is just trying to be friendly too, though. So I'm trying to make sure that, like, I really, I'm trying to make
this
sure.
This is long.
That, yes, shut up.
I'm trying to fuck with her, bro.
Man, oh, we already get it. We get it. It's Colombian bitch who sit there that she's look good, she curved niggas, and you try to fuck. And you don't know if she give you play or not.
No, he said he want her to be his shorty. That's what he just said. Oh, wait. Oh, God.
Okay.
Put this up here, please.
Oh, seriously, Lord.
Seriously, I would love to be on y'all podcast.
Like, you are.
Shit. That nigga funny, bro. That nigga is funny. Like, he's I already, you know what I'm saying? I can peep shit. You know what I'm saying? He's a cool-ass nigga, man. All y'all cool, man. Yeah. I really want to be on y'all podcast though, you know.
Right.
That's possible. I'm already in New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like on the podcast, on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Now,
what's his name?
You can take my spot.
Yeah, I will. either one of the things, though, real. All
right.
And y'all just stay positive, man.
Stay long-winded.
Okay, twerk. Jesus Christ. I don't even want to talk now.
I forgot. You know what? I forgot.
Me too. What is this issue? This nigga that tried to be on a podcast. He's pitching his communications major. He's doing all kinds of shit.
Man.
Jesus Christ. Where do we begin? First of all, he's your friend.
I know him.
He said he met you a gang of times.
I know. I heard that.
You stabbed him in the neck.
He said someone stabbed him in the neck. He told you.
Do you remember meeting somebody that was stabbed in the neck?
Five people come to me like, yo, Wax, I got shot. Yo, Wax, I got stabbed.
Not stabbed in the neck, though. That's a little crazy.
Yo, Wax, pray for me, my mom in the hospital. I'd be like, you know, everybody know I'm a man of God. So everybody be like, you know, pray for me. It's more stuff like that.
But don't you think like stabbed in the neck, like you dead, I would think.
I know a lot of guys have got stabbed in the neck, shot in the neck. You know what I mean? Something people do.
Oh, well, I guess everybody he meets it gets stabbed in the neck, so he doesn't remember you.
Stabbed his stomach in the neck.
So anyway, we always talk about this, dealing with somebody at work, but I guess he's not from here, is what he said.
Yeah, they both came at the same time, so it's like.
Hey, yo, they about to both come at the same time.
Yeah, hopefully, or he might come earlier.
Oh, and she's going to be mad. No, this sounds like they're vibing though. Like, even if it's like, if we go to eat, right? Cool. Maybe it's nothing. Or maybe you got a friend. Like, you don't have any friends, so everybody need to be your friend right now.
Work husband. You know what I'm saying? That's trouble. Y'all gonna eventually fuck.
No, or she's gonna be telling you about her boyfriend and then you're just gonna sit there in the friend zone mad as fuck. So, but you know.
If you smart, you listen to all his faults, so you at least you know how to get the fuck out of there when it's time for you to leave.
He's the supervisor. I mean, she's the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs this job, I'm assuming.
Yes.
The only thing is, when you be mixing that shit, you know how I feel about that. Don't mix business and pleasure.
Yeah. Unless you got some coke and...
What is up with you and all these drugs today?
No, because you said the lady, she Colombian, so like, you just got to act like there's some coke fell out your pocket or something like that. But when you come up, you got to like put a sock in your sweatpants. So when she like go pick it up, she could look at your meat right there. And then now you got it, man.
Right?
Because he said less is more, right? So talk less and do more action. I think you should do the
We know he's not going to talk less.
Yeah. Or listen, beef yourself up, bro. Put your hand in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Beef yourself up a little, squeeze it a couple of times. And I'm saying, I'm not gonna try to get her attention.
I never was talking to a guy and just was looking at, that sounds crazy.
She's Colombian.
Okay.
Drop the cocaine, a little piece of diamond, something, and motherfucking beef up a little
She's
bit.
She's just going to think you're a cokehead.
Or she might want to be down and really, that's probably why she want to go ahead and do that fucking date.
So you think she's trying to get him to do coke with her because she's Colombian?
I think so.
Okay. Sounds about right.
How do you think she got that position? She got hired for some reason.
You don't even know where they work.
She's supervising. There got to be some type of plant or something, right?
A plant.
Right?
This nigga said a plant.
They work at a plant? What you think, the way he said it, he's a supervisor.
A plant?
Yeah, it sounds like it got forklifts there.
Oh my God. This is The Simpsons or some shit.
The plant for real. That's what it sounds like.
All right, well, so do you think she likes him?
Yes, I think she's curved the other guys in front of him because of that. I mean, because she's feeling him. She ain't gonna curve the other guys. Like, she'd just be nice and, oh, thank you. Cause she used to compliments. Girls would get it all the time. Just like, you know what? Fuck, I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she's curving them. That means she's trying to show something that she's not in front of his guys. So,
I agree with that. Yes. Like, if she's turning everybody down, but then you was like, yo, you wanna go get something to eat? And she like, cool.
She's down.
Go. It's like a dead giveaway. That's why I'm like, what is he talking to us for? Go talk to that
less
bitch.
Less is more. Like he said it. Do more action. Sweatpants, beef up, cocaine.
That's nasty, and don't do that. That's like perverted.
Put your hand in your pocket, man.
No, don't
beef
do that.
Up a little bit.
Be a regular human being and go to eat with her and be all right, nice
then,
to her.
Let the next nigga who's trying to smash her
be
get
nice to her and compliment her and sweep her off her feet. That's what I would do. But I would.
Nice guy finished last.
I would take it easy in the beginning, though, because what if she'd be like, oh, I thought we was just cool, and now you look stupid and you got to work with her? Well, you would be okay with that? That's awkward.
I did that before. I definitely talked myself out of pussy before.
Surprise, surprise.
You know, I talked myself out of that. That's why I know to shut the fuck up. And that's what I'm trying to tell him. Shut the fuck up and do more beefing.
Don't do that. And that's terrible advice. Like, give him real advice, Wax.
He got to be with her all day. You don't think, yo, put this sweatpants on, put your hand in your pocket and beef up. Just leave the cocaine out of it right now because you don't know if she does the cocaine. But always have it in the cut. Put in a motherfucker.
So you stay with cocaine.
I mean, you gotta have everything somewhere. You gotta have a condom somewhere. You gotta have a Viagra somewhere. Cocaine somewhere. Cigarettes, weed. You gotta have a liquor bottle. Look, I don't even drink. I just have to have all this type of stuff. You never know who's
what
coming.
What kind of liquor do you keep?
I always keep a wine, a red wine, white wine. Keep some vodka. Drink some brown and white.
And in
the Caribbean, drink like Ray Nephew or something. Just
Ray's Nephew?
Ray's Nephew. Ray put them Nephew. Shits up and just whoever coming over. Somebody be like, oh, I got this girl. I might need a bump. I'm like, I don't do coke, but I got some coke somewhere.
That is nuts to me that you have. No, like
who got a Viagra? Dad, I need a Viagra. I got a Viagra. You got a condom. I got a condom for y'all. Like, that's just who I am in the hood.
So that's just you. Not everybody does this.
I think everybody should. If I could have called any one of my boys, somebody got a condom on them, man.
I mean, condom, of course. You should have that.
Somebody should, one of my boys going to have coke or know exactly where to get the coke from. One of my people came in town and their white girl need a bump.
So a girl has come to you before and asked you for a bump?
A bit. Well, wake up. Yes.
A wake up. Like, and you say, hold on, let me call my man or let me go on a drill?
Both times. Either one. I mean, I'm sure I did.
Crazy.
I need a wake up or I need a bump. Or you have anything fun? I'm like, yeah.
How many of these people are doing
this? What do you mean? This is life. Everybody goes through their shit. You never know when you're going to end up doing drugs. It sucks.
I just couldn't imagine linking up with a guy and then be like, oh, it's nice here. Got a bump? Like that.
Until you doing
it. Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Until you start hanging with the right crowd and everything going so good. He's like, fuck it. Fuck. And just do it.
No. Anyway, back to him. So we done got all the way off track.
What even happened to this nigga?
Sign about the girl I was.
Oh, yeah, the Cocalinas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, beef up, bro.
God,
I'm telling you, if you beef up, she'll do more steps because she'd be like, damn, I got to get it now, so what can I do?
Okay, so what if she'd be like, ew, you're disgusting.
Yo, it's me. Fuck. I ain't know. Well, beef, you can't show her you beefing. You just gotta, like, when she turn her head around, you squeeze, put your hand in your pocket. Beef that shit up real quick. It's like doing push-ups real quick when people
leave. She gotta start staying away from you and being like, this nigga's a fucking pervert.
You don't know.
And then he gotta ride the train that way too. So now you gotta see her all fucking day. And she gonna be looking at you like a creep. Don't beef it up
too much.
And she gonna tell everybody you a creep. She gonna be like, I was just standing there. And
do between 7 and 12 squeezes.
Don't do that.
If anyway, you should 30, 40 squeezes, bro, you in trouble. Nigga, you fully hard. Motherfucker, what you doing?
Twerk, this is terrible advice, I know. Like, am I crazy?
It's bad. It's like almost like borderline harassment.
I know. You belong in fucking jail. What is he talking about? That's designer. You're giving designer now.
No way. I ain't saying pull your meat out is just a sweatpants pump. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm putting a white tee on for the night before, I'm at least doing like 200-300 push-ups. You know what I'm saying?
So she make turned everybody down because of that? Because they didn't have that? No.
They ain't beef up.
Nope.
I bet you get the right dude that's going to listen to the show. He going to beef up and go by her. She going to lunch with that nigga.
Actually, Khalil, you can come to the podcast and be on it because Wax is actually leaving. So you got a seat right here. You're in New York. Do you have Tim's? That's the only requirement is to have Tim's. Okay. Anyway, definitely go out to eat with her. Yes. Definitely feel the vibe out. I would feel the vibe out before I move forward because you have to see this person every day. You don't want to feel embarrassed or stupid. Yes. And I would kind of like let her make the move.
Yeah. Make her make all the moves.
Let her make the move, because if not, she could easily be like sexually harassed.
Yes, let her make the moves, but don't let her be in control, if that makes all the sense in the world.
So mind fuck her.
Yes, you know, go put in and pull out, you know what I'm saying? Like even when you fucking her, you know what I'm saying? Just give her a certain amount of pumps, pull out, play with that shit for a little bit, and it's like start all back over again. Keep starting all back over.
How do you know he's even getting as far as getting in a bedroom with her? He can't even get there. That's the whole point.
Unless he talk himself out of the pussy, he got it. The girl's not going to give you no attention unless she want to give you attention.
But he's making it clear. He wants to make her like his girl. He didn't say just fuck. How do you decide that? Like, do you meet? Oh, shit. How do you decide that? Like, where you're going to? I know we talked about it like a little bit before, but you see how he's like, he barely even knows this girl. Mm. And he's like, I don't want to just fuck her. I want to make her my shorty. That's what he said.
She must smell good.
What's the difference? Is that?
Yeah, it's a certain smell that a woman has that you'd be like, you know, I could take this home. It's like more of a motherly, fresh Polar Spring smell to
Polar
a woman.
Spring?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if this woman smells like Polar Spring and she smells good, like, I could smell this when I wake up in my bed sheets, you know what I'm saying? But certain girls don't smell good to be like, you can't wife that. She just like, you know what I mean?
So based on how they smell is how you wife them?
Yep.
Or not?
Because you don't have 18 wheelers because the smell of the gas is too much, so you're not going to have that around like that. But the car is cool. That's why you keep that home.
What if she smells like weed?
It all depends on your stage in your life. You know what I mean?
Right now, today,
I do live a high life. I don't smoke on Sundays, but I do live a high life. So, you know, Monday through Saturday, I'll be with her all day. But, you know what I'm saying? If she smell like weed all the time, I bring her my mom. But I still put, you know, annihilators on my hand. I put annihilator on my hand the other day.
Okay, that was not working at all.
No, annihilators and M&M's. My uncle, that's all my uncle had. My uncle had annihilator. And he always eat candy. You know what I'm saying? I had an annihilator and a fucking peppermint and fucking in a cup holder. And my mom was smoking, my mom was pulling up. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, what you got? He's like, boy, you better have to do something. I got the annihilator licking a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, mom? What are you doing pulling up?
And this is the nigga that says he's wifing girls, women, whatever, based off the fact of how they smell. And you smell like weed annihilators?
No, because I was just now smoking, but I know I got to go get my mom a hug and a kiss. I'd rather smell annihilators than motherfucking
shouldn't
weed.
You be smelling good, too, if you got such a high... I mean,
this is what I want
sense?
For the woman. Right now, it's like if you want a woman in your house to marry this, I got a certain smell to y'all. It's like, I was inviting.
Yeah, but don't you want to get chose too? So you don't think that we think about smells?
Yeah, I do. But you mean, at the end of the day,
I would definitely not fuck with a nigga based off his smell. Like, if he don't smell like nothing, that's weird to me.
Yeah, I don't think y'all should worry about dude smells, because a sweet smelling guy is the one that's going to be up in there taking all your perfume.
Sweet. No, he shouldn't smell sweet, but there's plenty of cologne. Like, if you don't have, to me, you got to wear cologne or something. Like, that means you're a grown up once you wear cologne. Yeah. That's why you know you haven't grown up
yet. I ain't grown up for shit because I ain't got no motherfucking spice.
You don't have no cologne?
I got something to spray in the car when the cops pull me over.
What? How did you ever have a girl that liked you?
I have no idea.
They probably didn't.
I don't think so either. I said it too.
Damn, man. I guess I'll get you one for your birthday.
All right. My birthday coming up too.
Like, and that you can't wear like cheap cologne. The shit got to be like, your birthday is not coming up. Birthday's in September.
Oh shit, it's not coming up? These months going by so fucking fast.
It will be September before tomorrow. You know it. Yeah, I'm going to get you something because that's like, I'm a little, I feel sad for you.
Do you think if I smell good, I get a girl?
Not just that. No woman has ever bought you cologne before?
No, that's want me to smell bad crazy. So nobody ever girl like me.
Nah, Wax, that means you're just like not worth a gift.
Wow. So why'd they give me that pussy?
They didn't care about that. They gave that shit to mad niggas. All right, man. So, take it easy.
Stop giving y'all pussies up. You're losing value every time you give it up.
Ty, you wear cologne?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's childish to not? Like, I think because Wax is like a child. But...
When do you do it? When you got a nice shorty trying to impress, or are you just going out because you and the guys going out? Yeah, chill.
Or when you're funky.
That and when I'm like going out and shit. Like,
yeah, when you're going out, exactly, around people, like a human. Yeah.
But why you want? I don't want to walk past a nigga and he say I smell good.
Yeah, but
why would a nigga tell you smell good?
Because 89% of the world right now like guys.
Now my cousin's like that.
They're not just gonna try you.
Somebody that's like. Big on like.
What are you talking about? I was thinking they tried me.
They'll compliment you.
You said what?
My cousin like collects colognes and stuff, so he'll know when somebody's wearing something and he'll compliment them.
But I don't understand what would be bad with somebody saying you smell good though.
I'd be fucking pissed off at you, bro.
Let me tell you something. If I come outside and nobody tells me I smell good, then I got a problem because I'm the fucking perfume I'm wearing is a lot of money.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that, though. That's what I'm trying to say. We appreciate a woman who want to do that, so that's why she's inviting into my house, because she's going to make my house smell like
I
that.
I don't know. I don't want no nigga that stink or smell like nothing.
Smell like nothing?
Smell like nothing is weird.
Amazing.
Because, like, you should have, like, a scent, and if your scent is stink, then I will never talk to you again.
Yes.
That's nasty to me. Let's move on.
Respect that.
So anyway, he didn't really get no good advice because you kept playing around.
No. All jokes aside, like that pump up shit really works.
No, it does not. And I'm a woman and I know.
So you never seen a guy sweatpants and it made you motherfucking think twice at least?
No, never.
Well, praise the Lord.
One time though, I will say this guy tried to like put my hand on like where his area.
I don't think he should do that.
But I was talking to him, but not like that. Like we were still getting to know each other. Okay. And I was like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. That nigga, who knows where he's at today? I left. Like that's weird as fuck. What are you doing? Cause he grabbed my hand.
Yeah, he wants you to feel his bad.
No, wrong girl. Like, don't get it fucked up. Like when I'm fucking with somebody, like it's going down.
You touch meats? L'Oreal,
I touch my niggas. Like, what the fuck? No, I don't just be out here touching meats. What the fuck is wrong with
you?
There
you go.
My dude, that's it. Anyway, so, yeah, like I said, go out with her to eat. You should pay, for sure.
Yes.
I think that's the first step of getting you in the door, because she like, oh, this ain't just two co-workers going to eat. This is him taking me out.
Courting me.
Yeah, so definitely pay. Matter of fact, don't even let the bill come to the table. Act like you gotta go to the bathroom. She gonna think you're trying to run out.
Yeah, pay it. Yeah. And don't even let the bill come to the table, fam. Like, nah, listen, this is my family. They told me I'm coming.
What I just said, no? What the fuck is wrong with this guy? I mean,
I'm over here just trying to talk down to the dumb people. That's what I'm saying. Exactly what you said.
You're talking to yourself.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Anyway, so, and that's step one. Call us after that. Because you ain't even get there.
I think he's going to get there, though. Tell you the truth. I think he's going to get there. I think when women give vibes, they lead with their pussy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women don't lead with anything else. They lead with their pussy. They let you know, I also want to fuck. Because they know men automatically want to fuck.
Okay, so what happens if he fucks with her, everything works out, and then somebody else comes to the job, looks better than him, makes more, and she starts flirting with that nigga now.
That's what happens. That's life.
So, but you got to work alongside this person. That's why I say I don't like to mix that shit. To me, you can mix business and pleasure if y'all married. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we locked in and we got this shit down together anyway. So if we do another business deal, then it, cause that's what they say. Marriage is kind of like a business deal, right? So if we do another business deal, that's cool. Cause we a team, right? Mm-hmm. But like when you're meeting somebody at work, I think that works less. Like that doesn't work out so well to me. Cause then you're working with this person, you're seeing them at home, you're riding the train with them. And yeah, I like to be around my nigga, but you need time to be by yourself.
Yes, I need the time to miss you.
Nobody wants to be with somebody. And this is, listen, your transportation, your job, and your home, that's a lot.
Who all the your fuck? Rides.
I don't want to be around nobody that much. Not even myself.
Y'all
sometimes.
Using the same shitter. You put your meat in her. Y'all driving the same car.
You live in New York, so that means it's a small apartment.
Small as hell. And all her motherfucking girls who's trying to rob her or scam her is coming in there. You got to listen to all that fucking what? Bullshit. She in New York. She just come here for Chief Coca-Lina's. No, I think she know all the Coke connects.
So she's just like looking for somebody to hang out with too, though. So why I think they should be friends. Don't fuck.
Fuck and get it out of the way.
Don't fuck. That makes things complicated, and then it's going to be make her your friend and see if you even really like her. Because sometimes when you hang around a person, for real, you don't even like they ass. No, you be like, thank God I ain't fucked this person.
You either like them more or you dislike them more.
Well, then she'll be worth it, and then that'll be okay. You know what I mean?
But so the more he likes her is the more he's going to be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the other guy come around and looks better, him smell better, him got better cologne, she going to start flirting with this nigga. Then he's assed out.
Yeah, but that's why he got to be the best.
That's why you got to fucking run.
No, don't do that. Because now, where are you running?
No, he's got
to the same job or the same train.
But always save your heart. Always protect your heart, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Don't never give your heart up unless you know that this woman right here is in love with you. That means
same thing for you, ladies. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Ladies, that's advice for everyone.
I hope the ladies already doing it. Y'all smarter than this. I didn't think I had to tell you how to fucking wash the dishes. You see what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
I didn't think that I had to tell a man to take out the garbage. Certain things I didn't have to say. Of course, this is for the woman. Y'all are the tools. Y'all are the things that we supposed to take care of. Steve Harvey just said it. You know what I'm saying? What's up with these dudes? We have to be there. Our job is to provide, protect, and make sure y'all are straight and taken care of the whole thing. So I shouldn't have
so
to
So you just told him to fuck her and run. That's
fuck
protecting?
Her, protect your heart.
That's protecting himself.
His heart.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not like, what
she's
do you mean?
Already, she's getting attention he's already down and already want to wife her anyway. So if you're already looking at this girl to be a potential, don't give your all into it. Because once you give into your feelings, which men not supposed to have, but if we do give into it, we're going to start being emotional like women. And that's what the fuck you get. You're going to get fired, nigga.
So don't give into your feelings.
Don't give into your feelings.
So what are you supposed to, I don't know. See?
As a man, if you do, you're going to show vulnerability.
Oh, who wants that in a relationship with somebody that you're trying to build with?
You show weakness. And when you start doing that, people play on them shit.
That's not
and
true.
You get fucked.
That's not true. When I tell you something, the closest I ever felt to somebody that I was in a relationship with or in like ever in my whole entire life was when they really opened up to me and was there probably at their weakest moment.
Yes.
To me, that's what made me be like, okay, this motherfucker fucks with me. This motherfucker loves me, whatever, whatever. And it made me put my guard down, too.
What, you get what I'm saying? In front of you?
That's my business.
I'm just saying, if a guy cry in front of you, is that like him showing his vulnerability, his weakness towards you till you feel special when he's doing that? Are you like, this clown ass nigga?
No. I felt like, yo, he feels comfortable enough with me to open up and share this with me. And I know it can't be easy because obviously you're having a hard time with it.
Breaking down.
So when I look at something like that, never would I be like, that's a clown. I would be a clown if I said that. Yeah, that's whack as fuck.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. But if it was about cheating and then you got the crying nigga, fuck out of here, clown. And a crying with it. Nah, nigga. I want to see that shit.
But what if he was like, fuck it, I did it and leave. You want to see some type of some compassion or something.
No, I'm saying if you crying and you really mean that shit is one thing, but if you crying to get me back type shit, that's weird as fuck. Like, but if you really are that heartbroken that you're crying, I'm still gonna laugh because it's like, nigga, you fucking fucked me over and I'm crying. So, hell yeah, nigga, I want you to cry. Fuck is you talking about?
You still want the man to cry even though he made you cry. If you really love somebody, you still don't want them to cry.
Nah. Fuck that. If I'm crying, you need to cry too.
If I love somebody, regardless of what they do to me, I still don't want them hurt. If you somebody do something to you, and you be like, fucked up. You fucked up. I'm about to get them back. You've been wanting to get them back. You've been wanting to do something.
No. If you're in blissful love, okay, and then somebody comes and pops your fucking bubble,
okay,
and it's that motherfucker, and that motherfucker is just all hunky-dory, and I'm in a billion pieces, fuck no.
No, but what if he's also crying? Like, he's showing his sympathy and, like, he love and all this other type of shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's different. But if he's, like, at first, like, doesn't seem like, I don't know. Like, if this is some shit he does, and then he tried to get the crying, get the fuck out of here. Like, flowers. You cried because you cheated?
Did I cry? I never tried to get nobody back.
You've never in life tried to get anybody back.
I wrote a song before. You're right. I did write a song.
Like, were you playing the piano with it?
No, it was with a guitar this time.
Oh, yeah. God. How did it go?
Oh, if I do the piano, I'm trying to get you. Are you coming back?
You know now, I remember when Wax kept saying he could play the piano. I'm like, this fucking goofy ass nigga. He got on this shit and he was like, It was like Mozart. I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck? This nigga really know how to play?
Picasso
the painter.
What's the nigga that do that?
Anyway, Beethoven.
Oh, Beethoven. But, Picasso, same shit.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
But yeah, so go ahead. You cried. What did you cry to a girl for?
I didn't cry. I made a song. I didn't know one of her friends. Like, I had my motorcycle, and one of her friends was a girl I went to go see, but the girl went to go brag on me. Oh, this nigga came over here, he's biking.
Why?
La, 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 la. I don't even know.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what I'm saying? The bitch bragging on your boy. And so she was like, where you just come from? And I'm like, I was playing ball or whatever. She's like, yeah, you had your bike today? She's like, yeah. She's like, what's your name? Like, what's all the names you go by?
Mike.
And I'm like, oh.
Was it Mike?
It wasn't Mike this time.
I'd love to tell that story.
Yeah, Mike. It wasn't Mike. What was that? I think I was Paul. I might have been Paul.
Y'all know I'm going to revisit the story real quick when my homegirl came to Bully and the Beast, and she was like, yeah, Mike let me in. And I'm like, who the fuck is Mike? So I'm just like, whatever, maybe that's somebody work at the studio. We sitting at the thing. She's like, Mike. And Wax just sitting there looking stupid with the fucking stupid face, this idiot that told her name was Mike. His name was Mike. And now she's sitting in a room with him.
Yes.
You're a psychopath. What's the other names you use?
Mike, Paul, Troy.
How do you keep track?
It all depends. I'm a certain person to a certain girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Paul to certain girls, and I look at their shoes and I look at their hair.
Does Paul pay?
Paul pay. Troy don't do shit.
Troy don't do shit.
You taking care of Troy.
Okay, you taking care of Troy.
When I call you Troy, the bitch, you doing something. You like sucking my dick, and you like to go out to eat, and you like to pay.
Okay,
you
Troy.
You know what I'm saying? Paul is cool, but Paul likes to fight. You know what I'm saying? Mike is cool. Mike chilling. Mike work. Mike was a work guy.
Let's go back to Paul.
Paul, he cool guy, but he likes to fight. You know what I'm saying? So, Paul,
That he likes whatever. Who's the one that allows women to pay?
Oh, Troy.
Troy. Okay, you're right. Troy. Let's go back to
I'm
Troy.
I'm dicking you down. Are you motherfucking paying for the food, or are you cooking at the house or some type of shit?
Like, how do you even make that arrangement that she's paying instead of you?
I look at her shoes. Look at her shoes. I can tell she don't want to pay, or she'd like to cook at home a lot.
What do the shoes look like?
If she's real comfortable, her comfortable shoes, and if she's in the supermarket, she's getting Troy all day. If she's in like the Pathmark or Aldi's or some type of shit, and you motherfucking see her, she her buggy full. She got them slippers on. That means she like to sit in the motherfucking kitchen. And she throw down. That's Troy all day.
So you go to the grocery store to look for women with full grocery carts?
Yeah, because I can't cook. So she got all that food. She must ain't going to fuck up all that shit. She about to do some good shit.
I would think she's trying to feed her kids or
yeah, one of the kids, baby.
a single woman is not going to have a big, humongous cart full of shit. I wouldn't think, unless, like I said, she has kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I'd be one of the kids. I never mind being one of the kids. I sit my ass right
down. You a big ass kid. Fuck is you talking
just
about?
Just feed me Seymour. That's it. I just need the food. Food, fuck, fun. I'm.
You don't even pay for the groceries?
I pay for some of the groceries.
But not Troy.
Troy is a piece of shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Troy be wildin'. Troy be sitting there making you put the bills in your name and all that type of shit. If you say Troy, yeah, you're getting
goddies. I don't understand how you even get these women to anything.
I have no idea.
It's disgusting. Okay, so we're gonna get into the trending topics. Word on the street. All right, so we're gonna get into word on the street, and we also are going to welcome Who's on Drugs into the whole situation.
Who's on drugs?
We got a very special guest today, and clearly Wax says that he thinks you're on drugs sometimes. So you had to come here and talk to us. You can introduce yourself.
It's your boy Mike Larry Bluto, man.
Okay, all right. So how do y'all know each other?
Go ahead, talk.
You want me to go?
Do your thing.
Shit, I know Wax from like high school.
I'm sorry.
Like way back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say how far back, but we go, you know what I mean? So high school, then college, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of crazy moments, shit.
Trouble.
Shit was crazy.
Tell me the craziest story that you and Wax share. Cause you know, me and him got so many crazy stories as well. So I wanna hear one of y'all. Go ahead, Wax.
He got one.
He got one
top of mind. Shit. You want me to go? All right. I mean, one time when I first came down to college, what's crazy is, you know what I mean, waxing to beat up one of the little bros from down from Jersey and shit.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
But tell why.
Yo, I forgot the exact story. You know what I mean? A why it happened. You know what I mean? But it was something over a female. Something happened. Something crazy.
Wax fucked somebody, bitch.
No, it was somebody fucked.
I think bro said
it
something
violated,
crazy.
It's
all family now.
Yeah. All love. It was just on some. It was a little disrespect, and it was like, damn, why you do me like that? You know what I'm saying? But I was known for that guy. Like, who's this guy with the gloves out here?
We was bad though. It was a culture. Yeah, it was a culture at that time.
All the things that you hear sitting there probably getting in trouble for, we was getting charges for things that we were just regularly doing in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Fights and stuff. Oh, that's assault or that's this. And we like, what the fuck? I just punched a nigga in the face. You know what I'm saying? The niggas try to sue you for that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I came down there, I was supposed to be like, there was like, it was kind of like I was supposed to kind of have to holla at Wax about it. Actually, we did have a conversation about it, you know what I mean? And that was kind of like
they wanted you to fight, you know what Wax? I'm
saying? It wasn't really like a fight thing, but it was like the culture. It was like coming from, you know, I was from he's from, you know what I mean?
And,
you know what I'm saying? But it was people, it was mutual people that was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just was.
So the first time y'all really met was like, or no, because y'all knew each other already.
No, y'all didn't.
Okay, so y'all didn't.
But
know
it was
each other.
It was people that was with each other that was
you knew, of each other.
Yeah, we knew
of
each other.
Okay,
yeah.
You knew of each other. Yeah. So when it came to a head, they say y'all two had to sit down.
Yeah,
and y'all ended up figuring it out.
Most definitely.
Yeah. That's family.
Yeah. I was on a run. I was on a run at his house. I had caught a charge out there. I was on a run at Wax's house.
So, okay, because I see people, like, it'll be situations where motherfuckers be beefing and they don't know how to put the beef down, right? Mm. So that's kind of like the situation, but y'all figured out how to come to middle ground. So, like, what if there's somebody right now that got some shit going on and they trying to figure out how to get out of it and they do know one of the people on the other side very well? What would you suggest would be the conversation? Because y'all had that before, right? And that's like, it doesn't happen often. We see it happen with Fredo Bang and NBA YoungBoy. They good now. We've talked about that.
Gucci and Jeezy.
I love that for them.
You try to find respect.
Jeezy versus everybody.
You try to find respect in a man. Like, what can I at least respect about this dude?
But you know what though? You know what? I don't mean to cut you off, but you know what? That was more so like we was out there. We was in South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? And it was more so like, yo, we got to more stick together than anything.
Yeah.
Because he know, like, the first week on campus, I got into it. Remember, I got into the fight with the Florida dudes? Uh-huh. So he know, like, it was already, like, I don't know. I just came from that.
Certain caliber.
You know what I mean?
I'm
just,
chill.
So it was kind of like, we got to stick together. We can't be
beef. Yeah, you know what's dope about that? And we would say, as black men, as black women, it's we crazy. Should stick it was together. Ignorant. Yeah. It should be the same thing.
It was,
ignorant.
It was young,
saying?
Young, dumb shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the story,
scale,
though.
Yeah, on a bigger scale, hopefully that will be the conversation
with
a lot of people.
We today, you know? Yeah. Yeah, it was a phone call away. It wasn't even really no hesitation. I was like, all right, let's make it make sense. I'm saying, dope artist, he coming out of here. He been doing his thing up there. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're known for, making music and stuff out there, too.
Most definitely.
Well, that's a dope story. Yeah. I like that. Well, we got sad news. I know y'all know by now. Jerry Springer, he done died, y'all.
Oh,
79, he passed away. And he had cancer. And when he found out, it happened really quickly, which I've seen that happen with a lot of people. Where they wasn't aware what they had. And then when they found out, it was just quick. So, you know, you were talking about ages that you died. First of all, let's give some respect to Jerry Springer before we even get there.
Jerry, because we really appreciate you. I had plenty of arguments and fights about your shows. I also had plenty of laughs.
I saw my first trans woman on Jerry Springer.
My
first little person I saw on Jerry Springer.
It's a lot of stress,
My first trailer park person I saw. But I'm not going to lie, all these memories.
Amazing fights and stuff like that.
Of course.
Yeah, this is great.
All these memories that are coming back up of the Jerry Springer show, of all of them, I think my favorite, and I forgot this for some reason, when the audience used to ask questions and they'd be like, this is for, they said, this is for the humpback whale. Stage in the blue. He used to let the fucking audience straight violate the people on stage.
Violate
them, and then sometimes they would fight the people on stage because of what they said.
That's the
only thing that I think I forgot about with his show that I wish we still had a show like that.
My grandmother couldn't get enough of that shit. Man.
That shit was great. How don't we have a show like that? Like, look, I get that it can't be on regular TV, but maybe like HBO or something where they really got motherfuckers violating.
Yeah, yes.
And I think I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to have KKK and him talking crazy. It was all kind of shit on that show. But anyway.
No holds barred. Like, they went at it.
Yeah.
Now, I remember a dude came on and he told his white girl that he's black.
You seen that shit?
What the fuck?
Man, it was so much crazy shit on there.
I didn't see that you were black. Something else. These people were crazy. Anyway. So yeah, rest in peace to Jerry Springer and Harry Belafonte, of course, as well. He done did a lot for our people and broke down barriers. But so you were talking about ages, like when people die a certain age, what does that mean?
When you die in your hundreds, A plus
what?
A plus, you made it where everybody want to see their self go to 93 in the gas.
Yeah, that's good money.
When you die in your 90s, B plus. That's amazing. You see what I'm saying? When you die in your 70s, C. Maybe a smoker, maybe doing this, maybe doing that, maybe not. You know, we all have our times. I believe that in God.
So you're
times.
Done at 70s.
You don't know.
You said you.
I'm still in F's.
Smokers is living longer now.
You know what I'm saying? So if you die in your 60s, D. You die in your 50s, SF is like, yo, bro, you ain't, that's... You ain't
a D body? Either. Like, I'm lost at what are you
doing? D as in, you know, you ain't really get to live. These people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s is really sitting back at the top of the motherfucking the stadium and watching what's really going on because they used to be players.
Well, I hope so, but some of them got failing health.
As you turning around in your 50s and your 60s, you gone. You never get to get to the top and actually really see what this shit is really about. That's why the older people, they just walking past, they pay y'all motherfuckers no attention. They see all this shit. They walking past riots and they think, this is light.
Because they see it.
This shit ain't shit for these motherfuckers. So they just like, they live in a totally different, they really up on top just watching it. They already got their checks coming in. They don't got to worry about shit. We still got to do it. So why we stay out here?
A plus is 100.
They seen the fucking when the aliens really came down. You know what I'm saying?
No.
We had a crazy sighting before, like the
white
40s
people
or something
are the
like
aliens.
That.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit the 100. I'm definitely trying to hit that hundo.
Yeah, you want to hit the 100.
That's crazy because I know some people that feel like they don't want to get that old. Because remember, when you do get that age, here comes the health issues. Here comes certain things. So to be in pain or to go through a certain amount of pain.
Now you turn to a baby again.
Nah.
You would want to be in a bed and have somebody taking care of you instead of
I'm trying to do that
being
now.
With the Lord.
That's why you got to start now. You got to start moving. You got to exercise. Do what you do. Eat right.
That doesn't really mean anything.
I see 90-year-olds. Yeah, it's 90-year-olds. I still see them out there
for real,
jogging, still holding their wife's hands. Like, they living a great, amazing life. And I'm like, what is it?
But when you
always
at,
say, just, she's always right.
Well, when you look at Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
He's an in-shape man.
God bless him.
He, when you would look at him, you would think that there's nothing going on. But he's been in the hospital for weeks. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they say he had a stroke. This is just through the grapevines of things. Right. They said that they almost didn't, wasn't able to revive him. It was all kind of, it's all kind of things going around. But working out and all that, that's, that man does all that. Yes. And he's in his 50s. So.
Yeah, you really can. I mean.
You get what I'm saying? That doesn't really mean no anything. Doubt.
Do you think
your time is your time?
It's preventative, though. I mean, you could try to prevent it.
You think anything?
I mean, it's better than not doing nothing.
You think it has something to do with the vaccines?
I mean, people could say that, but how can you prove that? It could be exhaustion. It could be because, you know, even when we interviewed him on the Morning Hustle, he has said to me, because I asked him if he would, I can't remember what exactly the question was, but I know that he said to me, I'm a Black man. I don't have time not to work. Like, I need to be at all times. I need to make sure that I'm working or I'm moving around. You know what I mean? So, sometimes that's a problem when you're working, you're working yourself to death, literally. And that is a thing. That's not just a saying. Yeah, you can work yourself to death.
Literally. You could think yourself to death too.
You could think, you could anything worry yourself to death. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I don't know, but we want to send our prayers out to Jamie Foxx as well, because he is still in the hospital. And no matter what, as people try to just like brush it under the rug, it's like, there's no updates. That means he's not out.
But that's how you know life still goes on. You know, people still laughing, people still eating, sleeping, shit, and fucking. Like, life still goes on. People,
with anyone people leaving.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, anybody. That's what I'm saying. So, really work on yourself. Really make sure you got to do everything you do for you, because you always trying to do everything for everybody else and all that. Their life's still going on, fam. And this is one of the perfect examples. I know Jamie Foxx helped out a whole lot of people. I'm sure he's a key part of a lot of people's lives. But right now, something happened to him. Their life's still going on.
Oh, no.
So make sure you still work on yourself and make sure you do everything that you have to do. And you'll be
I thought she was about to say like a spider.
Did you kill it? Come on, nigga, it's still running.
I'm trying to kill it. What you want me to do? Hit the mic without killing it?
Oh, pause.
Don't you live in a country, nigga?
And I'm
trying
I'm grabbing the motherfucking shit the right way, L'Oreal.
All you did was put it there so I could crawl back up.
No, it's motherfucking dead. You see these hands?
Oh. I was like, why is the mic moving?
Yeah, we was bad, though.
Right, where were we? Man. Sorry. I don't like bugs.
We just finished up.
Jerry Springer. We was talking about Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, work on yourself.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You see how they just replaced Jamie Foxx. Like, they put a body double in to finish up his scene.
Just like that.
Like, it wasn't nothing.
Work on yourself.
Yeah, so
yourself.
Let's
the only
talk
person
about
going to be in that coffin.
What movie was that?
That he was filming.
Yeah.
The one with Cameron Diaz, which is so funny because she had I don't remember the name of the movie, but she had retired and he actually went to her and was like, "Listen, no. Like, we need you in this movie. We need you to." And she hadn't done a movie in years and she came out of retirement because of Jamie Foxx. And look at that. He damn near dying on set there. He bringing her back. That's crazy, like, you know what I mean? But anyway.
And the movie's ironically called Back in Action.
That's not funny. Let me stop laughing. The name is Back in Action. Okay. So let's talk about Joel Santana.
Yo.
So just recently he went on social media, right? And we know he's been in a long time relationship with Kim Bella. They've been on Love and Hip Hop together.
That's dope.
I think, are they still? I'm not sure. Either way, he has some rumors out there that he was creeping on Kim Bella, I guess. I didn't even hear these. All I did was see this. You know, so sometimes you tell on yourself.
Yeah, people lie.
Anyway, he said, "I pride myself on being faithful because there was a time I wasn't. I don't or won't cheat on my wife. That's how I knew I was ready to get married, because I knew I was ready to fully commit to my wife. So no matter where we stand at the moment, as long as we're married, we will or will not ever break my vows. I'm hers. That's a fact. No bitch will ever get a hold of that over her."
Amen.
He says, "For anyone wondering or trying to be slick." Okay, so I have a couple questions out of this. What's the longest you ever been faithful, Mike?
Shit. Oh, man, that's a hard question. I don't remember.
So you've never really been faithful?
I've been, it's a time, but I just didn't keep track of it. It ain't that long.
It's not long at all.
Nah, but I ain't really been, it was a long time ago. I was faithful for a while.
And then what makes you change that? Yeah, I want to know what a while is, what makes you change
that? 2 months, 2 years.
Yo, man, I had a lot of growing up to do, man.
Answer the damn question, Mike.
Yo. probably a few months. I've been faithful.
In your whole entire life? I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just shocked because, like, that means you never had no real relationship then. Or the person just didn't know you was cheating on them the whole time. Which means you didn't have a real relationship.
Yeah, you can say that. Basically, this is messed up, man. Yeah. She just trapped me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was young. You know what I'm saying? I was young. So, you know what I mean? Like recently, I ain't had no relationships. I just been boom, bang, doing what I'm doing. But, back then it was like, you know what I'm saying?
It was what it was.
Yeah, I just
was relationships
young.
Are not for everybody all the time. Do you feel like you ever would want to be, like, with somebody that just one person?
I don't
want
to be alone. I don't want to be alone forever, but I just feel like I'm still, like,
y'all niggas be waiting until y'all old and y'all balls wrinkled.
Until your
I still don't
want
to put nobody in that position like that. Like, and, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good.
You know.
That's good.
I ain't gonna say I never hurt nobody. I did it. I don't want to do that no more.
My longest time I was, I think it was about 3 years. I didn't touch another pussy at all.
And you, like, were you, like, betting on doing it the long haul? Or you was I got to get out of here?
Yes. No, I wanted to do it forever. It was nothing to me. A woman can make you not do it. So Jewel's is, he has a woman that, every man has the power to cheat. Every man can cheat and will cheat.
And will cheat.
But a girl can make this man not even think about cheating, don't even look at other girls, all focus on her because she's that dope.
Okay.
And it's not because, she loves me so much. No, she respects me so much. She have loyalty to me. You know what I'm saying? That type of stuff overshadows that love that people say because, again, I always say.
For you.
Yes, because all the girls who ever said, I'm in love with you, tried to kill me. All the girls who
they
said,
loved you. No.
I love you, tried to hurt me. Every girl was like, I like you so much. Oh my God. She tried to do something to me. You know what I'm saying? Even try to rob me or steal or something. She tried to do fucking something. So
that's some trauma, all boy.
The girls,
so all the girls who be like, yo, I respect you. You know what I'm saying? I have loyalty towards you. Or they show me their loyalty. They show me the respect.
Yeah, you can't listen to that. I would be weird. I'd be weirded out if somebody say to me, I'm loyal to you. And it's like, when you say that, it's kind of like, are you trying to convince yourself?
No, it's more of an action.
It takes time to show that.
Yeah.
It was more of an action. And like I was going to say that because loyalty and respect is not something that you got to really say too much. Love, you can say love all day. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's in my heart. You know, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Respect, so you don't believe in love.
Respect
and loyalty.
Yes, more than love.
You accept.
I accept it more, but love is a great thing. You love kids, you love puppies, you love kittens, you know what I'm saying?
But you don't love your spouse.
I respect her so much, but it's like something that's inside and intertwined with it. It's intertwined with respect. Love is in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like peanut butter and jelly. You know what I'm saying? You already know you're going to do with the bread.
But you didn't
say
that.
If I say, yo, give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I don't say give me a peanut butter and bread sandwich.
But you didn't say that with everybody else. You didn't give those rules for everybody else. So what I think, what I'm hearing, because I'm being the therapist today, is that you have so much trauma with, like, relationships that you'll love that person different than everything else in your life. So love is not important. But when you talk about your kid, you say, yeah, you love kids. You love this. You love that.
It's easy
but
to
you
do
should
that.
You should give that same love to your partner, no? Because you're giving a conditional love. Like, you're only loving them if they act the way you want them to.
No, that's why, you know, I'm not going to go to a car that I know that ain't going to at least need an oil change. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind certain things. I need to accept those flaws to where I can stay in love with you. Other than that, I'm fucked. Like, I ain't know this type of car, dude. It's like, motherfuckers who buy Range Rovers is stupid asses. You know what I'm saying? You better lease the bitch because it's going to break down. It's going to break down.
So the bitch is going
to
break down.
She's going to break down. So you need to, before you actually give your love and your emotions and your heart up, that's the vulnerability of the love, That's when you start giving that up. You better make sure you got the motherfucking right vehicle. Get a Honda, cause you know
that's the thing right there. For, I mean, some guys is more passive than others. Some dudes is wolves. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm a wolf. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just hard to keep my attention. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, I'm getting there. Like, you know, I'm a little more settled than before, but you know what I mean? I gotta be able to wake up in the morning and be able to look next to me and be like, yeah, word.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Say that from like the that. Door to them. Like, do you make it clear, like, I'm not looking for nothing serious. This is just, I'm running around.
Now I do.
And then I know there's one or two that's like, yeah, okay. And
but I ain't still running try. Around.
So what happens, like, when they, even though you told them and you straight out said, look, I'm running around. You never had a girl that tried to still lock you down, even though you told her that?
Most definitely.
So what do you do in that case?
Fight the power.
You still fuck with her, though?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I want it all. I want my cake and eat it, too.
Damn, niggas is so fucking selfish.
You know what I mean? But I
told you. Because imagine like, if a woman said that.
She gonna love what's going on though. Like when we doing what we doing, she gonna be in the matrix. She gonna love that shit. So it ain't when I do what I do, it ain't even really gonna bother her like that because she has so much fun with me.
And then she can deal with someone else too because y'all don't have a relationship.
Not while I'm doing what I'm doing. When I'm done, is you know I'm done and we done. Yes. And it's then that take a little minute. You know what I mean? So my imprint gonna be there for a minute.
you know what I always say about that is like. You know, we all use a different stall. Sometimes I see a dude come out the stall and I go right back in the same stall and pull my meat out too. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is with the females. Just wait your turn, nigga. You can get her, bro. You can get her. Just wait. So, like you said just now, like, why you using the bathroom? Get the fuck out the way, nigga.
Move, nigga.
So, messing with a girl is using the bathroom.
The cum buckets.
That sounds fucking crazy.
That's why I don't like too many people using my fucking toilet at home.
That's I only ain't hear shit wrong person. Either. I don't know. Like, I don't know. You nasty, yo.
He just said a cum bucket.
Probably used to be nasty.
You call girls cum buckets?
Like, I ain't hear shit wrong.
If they letting a bunch of people come in them. Yeah.
They're letting you fuck. That's nasty enough.
Hey, I ain't hear shit wrong.
Think about it.
So, condoms. Wax doesn't use them, obviously.
That's bullshit. I don't need to because I'm celibate right
you
now.
You had any scares ever?
Not really.
Because I feel like I'm sorry to say this, but I'm just going to tell the truth. Like, there's a lot of guys nowadays that are saying they're not really using much of nothing.
They bugging.
And that's why it's a lot of things.
I come from a different era. I come from, my era.
You have mad kids. What are you talking about?
But that's safe, though. Like, those dudes be safe.
Some of these kids, he didn't know what's... Oh, sorry.
Yo, bro.
Which means you had
how many you got, yo?
No, he has two.
Oh, yeah.
That we know of.
Please, please.
Yeah.
That we know of. Two in a possible.
He cut in Queens.
Two in another possible, too. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, or even a slip up. Say you didn't have a condom that time. Or
oh, you mean like, I ain't know what type of scare you was talking about.
Any scare. Pregnancy scare.
Oh,
you gotta go to the doctor scare.
Oh man.
You done had all of those scares?
I had not all of those scares, but I done had some scares. Like,
which means you don't wear condoms.
Like sometimes. With certain of course I've not worn condoms, you know what I'm saying? But like I done had enough scares of where as though it's like, all right, God, thank you. I ain't gonna mess up this time. Like
you go back and do it again.
And you do it again. Y'all always do it again.
I've been doing good.
It's really
like
the girl's
fault. You said you've been 3 years. I mean, years you've been faithful. Really yeah, good. You. I've been doing good. I've been doing In my
so what's faithful to y'all?
Not fucking no other bitches.
Not lying.
Talking to other bitches at that time. Y'all never not talk to a bitch. Huh,
No.
She should want us to.
Even around that time, I wasn't talking to no bitches.
She should want us to. You want us to keep that flair. Like, you know what I'm saying? Want us to be able to talk and be able to know that fine line. If we could be able to talk to a female and know that fine line and she could know in her heart that I know he ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nah? That's confidence.
I hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Because you ain't with that shit.
That's why I'm saying.
Imagine your bitch sitting there talking about some, so what
I'm
you doing?
I mean, it's different levels. You know what I mean?
You better like, you gonna put that fucking fire out in his fucking fire.
This
out.
Is what I'm trying to, I don't even want you to ask a bitch how they doing, nigga.
Good morning. What the fuck you doing?
It might be
morning.
Somewhere it's a female that's just being nice and you might have to
fuck
be friendly,
nice.
See? See?
I see. The right motherfucker gonna knife your ass.
I'm trying to tell you, okay, I love that we're on this topic. A nice motherfucker. You're dating somebody and they too fucking nice.
I'm out.
You're out.
Because we're not on the same page. You gotta show me at the end of the day, too. And when I go places, I got to show I'm of you. When you go places with me, you got to show you of
but
me.
But isn't everybody that the balance of limits. Y'all being together and y'all balance each other out? So if she's super nice and you're waxed, like, will that balance?
I know how to still be at the end of the day. It's like, it's no, I'm not going to go to her friends and, hey, hugs for you and love for you. And, hey, you want something? Like, if is a girl even try to holler at my shorty there and one of her girls try to feed me?
Feed you?
You see what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even take
that plate. I'm like, yo, she
oh,
told
you
to
mean
do
like if she made the plate for you?
Yes. And she was
I thought you
bring...
meant like physically.
No. I mean, is she aware of this? Like,
I mean, she
won't wreck. Which friend is this?
Yeah, she won't wreck
like,
then.
I got some friends that's like cookers and they make everybody plate. So I'm okay with you getting a plate
if
from
they
her.
Wanted a server's peace. But if we all chilling around, but I
ain't you just
she's
bring
gonna
a plate
give,
to
gonna
my man?
The air, forgive him the
you
air
no, you give me the plate to give to my man.
There you go.
I feed my
it's
man.
It's all about certain respect.
Yeah.
Certain
that's
people
crazy.
Different boundaries. If a dude just be like, yo, I just bought your shorty a drink. Did she take it? Like,
see, I don't know. If it's your friend and they buy a drink,
I had a dude buy a chick a drink when I was with her. She wasn't really my girl, but I seen him do it. I just looked at him like in my mind, like clown, like whatever.
I mean, like one for me and my guy. That's how I am.
Yeah,
and
but that's what I'm saying. If we all around and it's just like, he could be the bunch of girls, like, why you bringing my girl a drink?
But like, sometimes people do be like cool. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've definitely...
I'd have drunk that, like, yo, thank you, bro, appreciate it.
Yeah, like, go get another one for her.
One time, I was with my homegirl and a guy she was dating, and a guy sent us over a bottle.
That's peace.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's to peace. Me, I think that's cool, but the dude was upset. Mm-hmm. He was real upset. But he ended up being a fan, and then I ended up getting really cool with him. Actually, mm-hmm. That's my boy to this day. Mm-hmm. But,
certain things come
yeah,
with certain
some people
things.
Just want to do a nice
I'm,
gesture.
I'm just thinking, like, if we all cool and just so happened, like, this dude, one of my boys, come bring my shorty a drink. It's like just like one of her girls bringing me a plate of food. I'm like, it's
what if they
things.
Both was at the bar and she was about to pay and your boy take care of it? That's a problem.
That's probably not a problem. Just certain things you just don't do. If I'm there, you're not taking care
of
it.
You're not there. Say you're
yeah, if I'm over there and the girls came up there and they had a drink and stuff like that, I'm most likely going to take care of the friends. I mean, your girl might be involved, too.
That's what I'm saying. I would never feel away like, oh, my God, he brought my girl a drink.
Bring her a drink.
Okay, hand her
a drink. That's a little different.
And don't give you one like, yo, he...
No handoff exchange.
Just give your girl a drink. You like...
What's the handoff exchange?
No handoff exchange.
I'm not only... I don't want her to bring me a plate. Yeah,
you can't even put that on a... You can't even put that on a bar. Like, you would put it on the bar in front of my girl.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm petty
that's
as wax
for you. I got
that.
This for you.
I'm petty as wax with that. Because some people are okay.
I know what that shit leads to. I know what all that shit leads to. A lot of times, these motherfuckers out here who don't think your girl trying to get wax and pussy, it's like certain things she do, certain things is going on, bro. Don't listen to that motherfucking shit, nigga.
So listen, one time I was with a dude and we were all taking shots, right? Peace. And one of the girls at the table was kept like trying to do little shit or whatever. And I'm like, oh, this bitch is trying to get my nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says that she didn't drink the shots. We was all drinking, ordered a different shot. The waitress brings two of them and gives them to my dude.
Okay. I like this.
I damn near smacked that fucking shot. Because you know, you about to shoot what we shooting. You not about to shoot what this bitch is shooting.
Ooh, she tried it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I love it.
So, but me, I'm like, what's that? Like, I'm gonna drink that shit.
Thank you.
Thanks, bitch. You get what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you
there,
got
you
me
go,
fucked up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But so, people will try to do certain slick shit, and you gotta keep your eye on that. And some people are like, that's insecure.
I
be like,
that.
He can't drink with another
difference.
Person.
No.
You'll know the energy. You know
yeah.
the
difference.
It all depends on how much I'm invested, how much I'm investing, and how far I need this. Did we reach our goal at our investment? And now we just, you know, I put a little bit of investment into it. I'd probably say a couple of times a month, la, la, la. We sharing this motherfucker too. So I ain't putting too much into it. If I'm taking care of this motherfucking everything, my investment is high in this shit. And no, if I just got a Nova outside, you might can sit on my car. But if I got my BM and my motherfucking Porsche out there, bitch, I dare you touch it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think you move differently. Like, your people should move differently around somebody that's like that.
Yeah, your wifey, like that, I don't even talk certain. Exactly. If I'm my dude, wifey with the daughters, I don't talk certain ways around her.
Yeah.
Word. But if I know you got your shorty, you know what I'm saying? She coming around.
It's different.
We talking about all type of shit. I'm trying to smash one of her girls and everything. You see what I'm saying? Is it certain respect, a certain thing that we have with it?
Y'all niggas really turn the other cheek when they bring that. Y'all don't even think twice when they bring another chick around. It ain't even like, and y'all will sit there and be like, sis, and sis the wife to death.
Nah, I don't be with
and
all
then y'all
sis,
be with the side bitch be there. You be like, sis.
Only reason why you cool with the side bitch is see if she got business. Other friends. That's it. If you, why you cool with her unless you eventually gonna end up smashing too because you know the nigga hubbied up and went, you'll probably be the dude that he throw the bitch off so he can keep on going.
So you typically.
Oh, you fuck my man. I don't want to hear shit you say. And you can't tell my wife. Ah.
So you'll typically not speak too friendly to the side chick.
Nah. Both of y'all. Anybody that come around, if you with that person at the time, like I said, this nigga in the stall, I'm not going to go piss right behind this nigga.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, you see how y'all be cool or friendly with the wife. Cause that she's around all the time, so that's it.
You know what I'm saying?
When the side bitch come around, what's the energy?
A little bit more, you know what I'm saying? A little bit more frilly, a little bit more talking, la la la. The wifey, that's your trophy.
I'm gonna probably keep it the same with both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it the same. I ain't, cause my man, girls, I really don't really get too close to that. Even though I know I never crossed that boundary, but I just still don't even really give that energy too much.
Did you ever feel like one of your man's girls had tried to hit on you?
Hell yeah. Nah, I ain't let that go.
Did you say something?
Yeah.
I checked it right there.
Peace.
I checked it right there.
To the girl, to the woman.
Yeah.
And then you never mentioned it to the guy? Do you feel like that's something you need to mention if you check it?
Like, he ain't even, it was crazy as the situation, he ain't not even my man no more like that. Ain't like, we not even fly like that. But I don't really remember if I was like, yo, I think I'm pretty much told him, like, yo, that's bad dope right there. Like, leave that alone, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he was a cornball. He ain't listen, so.
Am I stupid ass end up fucking the girl to try to show him that she ain't shit instead of, like, just black like, okay, wow. She ain't shit, just, You know what I'm saying? I end up smashing the motherfucker. But I'm trying to tell him, like, this motherfucker is for the streets. And you talking about wife and the motherfucker. But I don't.
They be tender. Some dudes is tender like that. Everybody not a wolf.
Yeah, boy, you got to get away from this one because she was taking from me too much and I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? So I showed my love was being tough love and smashing the girl. Yeah, that's all. Hey. But anybody else.
He deserve it, though. He deserve it. Yeah, no, he deserve it, yeah.
But anybody else, like if you come in and tell me like, yo, you sure you think you're in love with fam? Like, niggas be running through that. Straight up, I'm already putting her where she need to be, at least in my heart. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm telling this dude this and he ain't listen, but anybody else, wifey and stuff come around, hey, how you doing? Respect, boom, out your way. If they try to holler at me, I'm going to check them. Like, yo, bro, hopefully dudes will do that for me.
Yeah, but I don't do that sis shit too much. I got females I'm close to, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I mean, that came from situations like that, you know what I mean? But I would never, you know what I mean, jump like that. Like,
so I learned
you
got to
be real fly for me.
Yeah,
though.
I learned my lesson with that with guys and their friends. Like, I dated somebody for a real long time, and I used to think, like, oh, yeah, he's like my big brother, da 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 da, until shit went down. And then when shit goes down, niggas start trying to holler at you. They not fucking with each other. So now, you have out. So the way that I am, I don't like anyone. Now, it's like you, I'm not going to act nasty towards you or whatever, but I'm definitely just like, I don't want to be cool. I don't want to. Now, if it's family, all day. I'll text you. Well, we could talk. Mm-hmm. Brothers, cousins. I don't care. Yeah. That's blood family. Yes. But when it comes to the friends, half of those motherfuckers, you be like, they're
goofy. Their way anyway. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You probably going to fall out with that nigga any day now. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of shit. I'm like, I want to be so far removed from a nigga friends.
Yeah, even the female friends. The only time you come in there is when I'm showing love and shit to my shorty to make sure she stay up higher than y'all, or I'm basically doing something for her.
I'll take a childhood friend too, though. If this is from like, I'm talking about like childhood,
did they
like
fuck
cousin.
Before?
Nah, I mean, this is, I'm thinking of like same, do you get what I'm saying? Like they're friends.
See, that's what I want.
What do you mean? Like two guys?
Well, oh, two guys? No, I'm never saying, if a girl and guy that came together, whatever the case may be, I know because I usually, you know, I end up fucking the girl that I knew from high school. Not, you know what I mean?
You fucking girls in high school? I'm so lost, Wax.
A girl that I knew in high school end up getting smashed 20 years later is what I'm saying. So, yeah, we was cool back in the day. And
she was fat now?
No, she actually still look good.
Nah, Wax got it when she was fat.
She was from out there. Where you from? Yo, they stay. They like Alaska. They stay good.
Yeah, they still good out there. Rosetta,
so she used to be bad, and then she fell off, and that's when you got her.
No, she ain't fall off. She's still good money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's still good money, and I end up dealing with her later on. But we always stayed in contact. We was always cool. It never nothing like that. I never even thought of anything like that for real. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but y'all was friends.
We was cool as hell. Okay. Never nothing.
All right, well.
So I don't want to hear that brother, sister, we cool shit.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either. No, but I will say this. I will say this. There are some people that you like, yeah, that got to be a sister because this bitch ain't never. Some motherfuckers you let slide. You get what I'm saying? Just by their whole aura. And you know your person. So when you look at this motherfucker, you like, ain't no way in hell. Y'all good.
I hear you, but don't do that with me because I smashed some nasty shit before you.
That's crazy. Nah, but not after you was wifed up. And like,
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
out of desperation, you might have.
I didn't do that shit out of desperation. I don't even know why I did that shit. I actually brought the girl over from my other dude, and he took so long to come over there. I don't know what the fuck.
You fucked her.
I fucked her. Okay. She was the nastiest shit in the world. I said, damn. And then they laughed at me for fucking the girl. And I brought it in for this thing.
All right. Well, let's get into some Black excellence because I'm sick of hearing Wax right now. Shout out to Kevin Durant, my favorite. You already know he signed a lifetime deal with Nike.
Congratulations.
And I believe he's one of only three people to ever do this.
That's great.
I'm assuming that. Let me get it right. Yep, he's the third NBA player alongside obviously Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
Wow.
So since 2007, he released 15 signature sneakers and seems to be going well for him. Not for Odell Beckham, though. Because he's still suing Nike, I believe. And they did my boy Kyrie Irving super dirty, too. Man. All he did was repost something. I give him his deal back.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't get that deal back?
No, he never got his deal back. And I don't feel like that was fair. Like, somebody Kyrie really, I get the you spewing hate or spreading hate. But I feel like if you're watching something that's a documentary, like, why are you being crucified
you looking for
it?
Yeah.
Like, not to lose public, all your deals and stuff.
Yeah, it was already public. Like, what happened to the dudes that put it out there? You know what I'm saying? It was like for public consumption already.
Yeah.
Like,
but we want to keep it positive and Black excellence and give a big shout out to my guy, Simba. Simba, I seen him. He was out there in Africa. He was running around with everybody, getting him merch, all kind of stuff. That's Simba is super dope. If y'all haven't heard about Simba, you need to go check him out. He could rap his ass off. He decided to donate 100 laptops to Nigerian students. So he went over there and brought them laptops, which is super dope.
Really,
we got to help our people, you know, and especially the kids, because they're the future. And you want to help the kids so that they don't turn out like Wax. So we're going to get into Wax's segment, Wax's ABCs. And you know how it goes down. We're going to give him a word. He has to use it in a definition, in a sentence, and pronunciate. And the word today for Wax's ABC is CIRCUMLOCUTION. What is that, Wax?
This is circumlocution.
That's exactly what it looks
that's
like.
That's circle cum.
Okay.
You got lotion in it. And then location. So this is just, you know, when you're jerking off in the toilet and it comes in a circle and you squeeze all the way up, the lotion comes off with the cum. That's what it is.
That's so disgusting, Wax.
That's what happens.
Look, he's like, I don't
motherfuckers
know.
Motherfuckers jerk off with lotion. If you, you know what I'm saying? You squeeze it all the way up and it goes in the toilet, it comes in a circle of motion. That's what this is. This is circumlocution.
Is that the word?
Yeah, circumlocation. That's lotion in a certain location. The location is in the toilet.
Okay.
And so I walked in the bathroom after my brother was in there. I think he had his ass in there taking a shit. And I see a circumlocution in the fucking toilet. And I was pissed the fuck off. I'm like, yo, bro, how you leave a fucking circumlocution? He was like, yo, bro, I thought I flushed it. My fault. So I got pissed off about that shit.
Okay.
So.
Now, what's the word for real? Come on over.
That's not it?
You want to take this one?
Circumlocution.
Yeah. So
the word is circumlocution. And it means a roundabout way of saying something. For example, like, instead of saying, yo, you funky, you say, yo, you been working out?
That's why. Because he definitely worked out in that outfit.
But listen, I kind of said the same thing. I say, bro, you not in the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
No, your definition wasn't the same.
So it's kind of like, yo, thanks for not leaving nothing in the toilet.
Yeah, but what did he say it was? It's the thing that you leave and it's a, he didn't say, you like get
the,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was all the nasty liquid shit.
He was totally off and we're out of here. Yeah. But we do want to get your handle so people can follow you, check you out, listen to your music, all that good stuff.
No doubt. Mike Lowry Bluto on Instagram. That's Mike Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y, Bluto, B-L-U-D-O-E, Mike Lowry Bluto. Streaming on all platforms, man. Make sure y'all go rock with your boy. Go check out my catalog. It's fire, trust me.
But ladies, he doesn't want anything serious, so make sure you remember
not
that.
Right now. Not right now.
Are you using condoms?
All the time.
What would it take for somebody to be able to lock you down right now? Like, say they wanted to lock you down right now today. What type of woman would she have to be to get you to change your mind?
Somebody nurturing. She's got to be nurturing. You know what I'm saying? Just somebody that show me she care. You know what I'm saying? You show me you care. Show me I could trust you. It could work.
Oh, that's not a lie.
And you're not cheating. Yeah. You're going to not cheat more than 2 months.
He's definitely still going to cheat on him.
No, nah, I mean, I'm probably not going to look out the window. I mean, I'm at the point where I'm probably not going to look out the window. If I could trust you, I know you care. I mean, I ain't going to say I ain't going to mess up, but I'm going to be good, though.
What's
you know
messing
what
up? You ain't going to just crash your Lamborghini to crash it, bro. You going to sit there, you going to drive the random car.
All right, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. I can do it.
Don't let Wax.
I can do it. No,
can
for
you,
real.
Can you really do that, or are you just saying that?
No, I can do it.
If I can do it, he can do it.
Hey, I can do it.
We're going to get out of here. Bully and Abuse Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we will see you next week. Don't forget, if y'all need some advice or whatever the case, just hit us up.
At Bully and Abuse Podcast. Holla at us.
You ready?
Bye.
Peace.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.